right deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
That was the Bee Gees with Night Fever. Great classic. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. That's a lot of information that just hit you right there. But I hope you managed to take it in fine. Here's some more information. Today is Thursday, May 11th. We've got two great events today. Number one, you've got the renaming of the city of Byzantium to Nova Roma by the Roman Emperor Constantine. Hooray! That city that was later then called Constantinople, that was later called Istanbul. Went through a lot of names. A lot of names, that city. Sorry, I just had my Roman history final like yesterday, so gotta keep that knowledge alive. And then there was another one that was really good. Oh, yes! Today is the... I didn't actually calculate. That was 97. Oh, so 20th anniversary of IBM's Deep Blue beating Garry Kasparov for the last match in the rematch, like the last chess game of the rematch, Garry Kasparov being the chess world champion and Deep Blue being the computer that IBM designed to beat him. I'm pretty sure it was IBM. I'd be really ashamed if it wasn't IBM. Great time. Great time. Historic. First time a computer beat a chess world champion. And now computers can pretty much beat anyone in any game, which is scary. And then, of course, there's also births. There was no real... I was, like, searching through Wikipedia. There was no real good births today. Apologies for anyone who's born on May 11th. Happy birthday to you today. But I can't find anyone that particularly strikes my interest that was born on May 11th on the Wikipedia page for May 11th. By the way, if any of you are interested, Wikipedia just has a page for every single day of the year that has all of these historical events, births, deaths. That's it. Historical events, births, and deaths. I mean, I suppose births and deaths are historical events, but they classify them separately just to, because there's so many of them. Got great music lined up for you today. I'm kind of making it up as I go along, but there's also a lot in here. So let's get this going with a band that I have played for the last 9 episodes of the show. I originally just kind of did it randomly, but then a friend of mine asks, are you going to keep playing Blondie on every episode of the show? And I go, absolutely. So here we are with some Blondie.
Carry on, yeah. I need a drink and a quick decision. replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm worn as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. Yeah. My face ain't looking any younger.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, I, what went
That was Ben Folds with Saskia Hamilton, preceded by Blue Letter by Fleetwood Mac, preceded by She's Gone by Hall & Oates, preceded by Little Girl Lies by Blondie. Amazing stuff in that set. Not to toot my own horn, but those are all some of my favorite songs. Blue Letter, Fleetwood Mac. Interestingly enough, not many people know this, but Fleetwood Mac actually have two self-titled albums. The first album they ever put out, and their 9th or 10th album, Fleetwood Mac, which is the one that everyone knows. I know a lot about Fleetwood Mac now due to recent research. But I bring this up because on the system that I log all these songs on, the album artwork that for Blue Letter, for the song that I just put down, is the album artwork for the first self-titled album and not the correct one. And it made me sad. What else? She's Gone, Hall & Oates, amazing song that director James Gunn of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 said was going to be in the movie, and it's not. And I feel a little betrayed because that's honestly such a fantastic song. One of, I think, the best pop songs of all time. And then I don't really know anything about Saskia Hamilton by Ben Folds. I just really like the song. It's fantastic. Speaking of artists that I really love, I am very ashamed to say, and I brought this up on the show last week, that I haven't played enough Beatles on the show. Just in general. So I'm going to play two of my favorite songs off of... I'm not sure if it's my favorite Beatles album. I don't know if I have a favorite Beatles album because they're just so good. But here we go with two songs off of one of my favorite albums, followed by a couple other songs. Here we go.
Is shot, and Stagger Lee's come out on top. Don't you know it is wrong to keep a frying man? Don't you know it is wrong to keep a beggar man? You better stop. Hey, it is the wrong boy. Trying man, you better stop. It is the wrong umbrella.
That was two songs by the Beatles, Andrew Bird Can Sing and I Want to Tell You, followed by Wrong and Boy by The Clash, followed by, okay, here we go, La Marseillaise. I definitely got that wrong. I just wanted to celebrate France, you know, the most recent election, not just a victory for France, not just a victory for Europe, but a victory for the world, not just in that we defeated Marine Le Pen, but in that we elected a very competent leader for France. I'm so proud of the French. I don't think I've ever been proud of the French before, but I'm proud today and this whole week, not just today. Let's do a PSA. How about that? And trying to find one now, and here we go.
Millions of people all over the world go hungry while we waste our land and water resources. Did you know that raising animals for human consumption uses 8 times as much water as growing fruits, vegetables, and grains? And that the same amount of land can produce 17 times more soybean protein than meat protein? If you care about animals, good health, and the earth, please consider becoming a vegetarian. The lives you save may include your own. For free, tasty vegetarian recipes and a DVD, call PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, at 1-888-VEG-FOOD. That's 1-888-VEG-FOOD. Visit online at goveg.com. That's goveg.com. This message has been sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Thank you.
Well, that was a little too folksy for my taste with the music in the background, but whatever. I generally agree with the sentiment. Being a vegetarian is something I always thought that I should do, especially like more recently in the last like 2 or 3 years maybe. I tried it when I was a kid, but that's just because I didn't want to eat meat because I was a picky eater. It wasn't really a ethical thing. But now it is actually kind of an ethical thing with animals and also just like the sustainability of the world economy. I feel like I should do it. But also, I just started eating meat like a couple years ago and it's so good. It's just so good. I don't know, like, and maybe that's selfish, you know, that there are all these reasons that I should go vegetarian, but like I won't just because I love the taste. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just going to do it. I'll go vegetarian eventually, you know, like Bill Clinton. I'll wait until way later in life, like way too late to be vegetarian. All right. Do we have some more music coming up? We do. We've actually got 4 of my favorite bands in the next set, and I am so happy to be playing them for all of you. Here we go with the White Stripes.
It's just the kind of make you drive yourself away. Each simple gesture done by me is counteracting and leaves me standing here with nothing else to say. Completely baffled by a backward indication that an inspired word will come across your tongue. Hands moving up, but to propel the situation I've simply halted, now the conversation's done. For the proper time to tell you that it's impossible to get along with you. It's hard to look you in the face when we are talking, so it helps to have a mirror in the room. I've not been really looking forward to the performance, but there's my cue and there's a question on your face. Fortunately, I have come across an answer, which is go away and do not leave a trace.
I Give love. back on this lovely girl. Costing me shame in all the world. But then she like another guy. I fall down dead, she never see the tears I cry. Said please, please, please do not go.
Trying to river us. Hudson's Highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA.
That was The Doors with Peace Frog. I would say that's my favorite Doors song. Before then was Violent Femmes with Please Do Not Go, Driftless Pony Club with House of 1982, and Did Bowie and Queen with Under Pressure. And before that was The White Stripes with There's No Home For You Here. Do I need to announce all these? No, but I want to, because they're all so good, especially that White Stripes one. That is one of my favorites. So weird, but so great. God, I loved that entire set. Well, this has been nice. This is the end of my show for the semester. I am going to do a show over the summer. I'm not sure if that starts next week or in a couple weeks. I'll double check that. Thank you all for listening so much. It means a lot. Up next is usually Strike the Box. We'll see what happens. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thank you all so much for listening. And I'm going to end this with yet another Jack White song. Here we go. Here we go.